5 days, 24th week, ordinary time 2. The first reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 12 to 20. But if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ had not been raised, then empty too is our preaching, empty too your faith. Then we are also false witnesses to God, because we testified against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. If the dead are not raised, neither had Christ been raised, and if Christ had not been raised, your faith is vain. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hope in Christ, we are the most pitiable people of all. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Afterward, he journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna the wife of Herod's steward, Chusa, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. Sharing of the reading. Third, the theme, to act for a purpose. All human acts are for a purpose. For example, a student goes to school for learning and preparing to work later. An athlete who sacrifices his time and effort to prepare himself for competition and to have rewards after that. The whole life of human beings is like that. They live and act for a purpose. To the faithful, the final goal of their life is to live with God forever in the next life. Today's readings give us some example of working for a purpose. In the first reading, St. Paul emphasized the purpose of our faith in Jesus is to inherit the eternal life. We must believe that Jesus died to redeem our sins. He resurrected from death so he can raise us from our death. And we shall join him for an eternal life in heaven. If Jesus did not resurrect from death, our faith is vain and our preaching is empty of meaning. In the Gospel, the 12 and some women followed Jesus to assist him in his mission. While the 12 did the preaching, the group of women used their time, effort, and material things to help Jesus and the 12 to fulfill their duty. Second analysis, third reading, the faith in Jesus' resurrection. The third point, Jesus' resurrection is the center of the gospel. The belief in the resurrection of the dead is relatively new and not very clear in both Hellenistic and Hebraic cultures. To the Greeks, they believe in the immortality of soul because it is immaterial, and happiness is to liberate the soul from the body. The body is material and shall not be remained. To the Jews, their older tradition believe that is the end. This life is the only life they have. If they live according to God's law, they shall be blessed with prosperity, descendants, and long life. But that is the end of everything. Though God already revealed about the next life, especially in the Psalms, but it remained unclear until the 2nd century BC, when the author of the book of the prophet Daniel and the second book of Maccabees talked openly about the resurrection of the dead and the eternal life. When Jesus came, he clearly revealed the thing to people and said they are in God's plan of salvation. See John chapter 6, verses 39 to 40. Corinth is a great city, and like Athenians, they did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. Christ really resurrected. St. Paul, though he did not witness Jesus' resurrection from the tomb or Jesus' appearance to the apostles after his resurrection, but he saw the resurrected Christ when he fell from his horse on the way to Damascus. He also heard Jesus' warning voice, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goad." See Acts chapter 26, verse 14. Moreover, it is Jesus himself who gave Paul the mission to evangelize the Gentiles. This event completely changed his life, and is the main reason for his eagerness preaching of the gospel. He preached the gospel because he saw the resurrected Christ and believed that if he is loyal to his mission, he shall be also resurrected like Christ. Second point. Why is Jesus' resurrection important? Suppose Christ is not resurrected. Paul's faith had no foundation, and his preaching had no purpose. But this is not the case, as Paul explained for them as followed. First, if Christ did not resurrect, people are still in their sin. Paul already explained why the law is not enough to save people from death. Jesus must die to take away people's sins. If Jesus did not die, death still dominates people's life. Second, if Christ did not resurrect, people shall have no hope for the eternal life. Third, if there is no hope for eternal life, the faithful are considered fools when comparing with the Gentiles. Why do they need to sacrifice and to keep God's law instead of enjoying all things from the world if they only have this life to live? And that is the end of everything. And St. Paul concluded, but now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Second, the gospel. Everyone has a duty to contribute to preach the gospel. The third point. Jesus fulfilled his mission with many people's help. In 3 years of his public mission, Jesus did not do his mission by himself, but had many people involved in his mission. Today, passage listed out two main groups. First, the 12 are the loyal apostles and the call for the mission of preaching the gospel. They followed Jesus to learn, to be chained, and to be sent out. After Jesus left this world, they also continued his mission by choosing their disciples to be chained and to be sent out. Second, the group of women whom he expelled the demons and healed their sickness. There are many women who followed Jesus, but in today's passage, St. Luke named 3 of them by name. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons have gone out. Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. Second point, everyone will be rewarded of their works. Third point, everyone had a duty to contribute to the mission of preaching the gospel. Jesus and his disciples, as St. Paul did, can both preach the gospel and work for a living. But if they do so, they shall not have much time for preaching. Moreover, Jesus wanted all to contribute in spreading of the gospel. There are those who dedicated their whole life to study and to preach the gospel at the 12. There are also those who leave their familial vocation but can help preachers by providing for their material needs at the group of women who followed Jesus. They wanted Jesus and his disciples to have time and health to preach the gospel. Second, the purpose is for everyone to have a reward. God can provide all preacher needs, but if he did so, others shall have no reward. Instead, he blessed others with material things so that they should generously help those who preach the gospel. Jesus also taught us about this when he said, whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of the little ones to drink, Be called he a disciple? Amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. See Matthew chapter 10, verses 41 to 42. Application in life. The center of the gospel and the final goal of life are the eternal life. If Christ died and resurrected, the faithful also hope to be resurrected, to live a happy and eternal life with him. This goal must be the reason for all our human acts. Each of us had a duty to contribute to the mission of preaching the gospel according to God's given ability. In fact, there are many doctors, dentists, hairstylists, and professionals of all fields helped the priest release a brother and sister because they wanted them to be healthy, to work for God. There are so many women who contributed their time and effort to clean up, to cook, and to provide necessary means for the preachers. They also generously offered their children to work in the missionary field. All desire for the gospel to extend to the end of the earth. Amen.